I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News. The Michigan Catholic Conference is among several Catholic organizations that have filed a lawsuit against the federal government. MCC officials say they're suing over the contraception mandate issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, which requires many faith-based employers to offer abortion-inducing drugs, sterilization, and artificial contraception in their health benefit plans. University of Notre Dame is also suing. Well, AAA is out with its annual outlook for Memorial Day travel. In Michigan, Auto Club spokeswoman Nancy Kane says just over 1.1 million people are planning to take a trip, which is up slightly from 2011. Kane says 91% of Michiganders plan to drive, with most saying the price of gas is not a big factor for them this year. AAA puts the statewide average for a gallon of gas, $3.74 a gallon. That's a drop of 18 cents per gallon over last year. Former Governor John Engler says charter schools in Michigan have been successful and are here to stay. Speaking in Mount Pleasant yesterday at the dedication of the John Engler Center for Charter Schools at Central Michigan University, the former three-term governor says it's unacceptable to have children who cannot read proficiently by third grade. Under Engler, Michigan started to allow public charter schools in '94, and the cap that had been placed on the number of those schools was lifted in December. Democratic leaders of the Michigan House say they're working to regain the majority they lost 2 years ago in the largest Republican sweep in decades. Democratic lawmakers and hopefuls gathered Monday in Lansing to discuss the November election and their plans, which include boosting fundraising, candidate training, and door-to-door campaigning. Ann Arbor Democratic Representative Jeff Irwin says he sees a quote-unquote path to victory, even with congressional districts redrawn by the Republican majority and an all-out effort by the GOP to retain power in the House, state Senate, governor's office, and Michigan Supreme Court. Many political analysts see Michigan staying in the R category. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.